use Opera Box. Thanks for listening tonight. We are going to play a work that gets played and performed much more often, I think, at the college level than it does on the main stage of the major opera houses of the world, and that's Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress. It's very, very challenging for singers, but young singers can manage it because it does not require Wagnerian voices that fill up a gigantic hall. It's a little bit more lean than that, I guess you might say, and all the biting rhythms and biting harmonies of Stravinsky are in here, and so it creates a great challenge for college-level theater productions and, of course, sometimes opera productions on the full professional stage as well. Robert Kraft was one of the great conductors and advocates for Stravinsky's music, and probably, except for Stravinsky himself, or maybe even more than Stravinsky, has conducted and recorded tremendous amount of the music of Igor Stravinsky. If you know the story of the Prodigal Son, you'll kind of know the story of the Rake's Progress, too. This guy just spends his inheritance and just really destroys his life as he pursues the pleasures of life, while at the same time abandoning not only his family, but his beloved fiancée. Let's take a listen to some excerpts from The Rake's Progress of Igor Stravinsky, Robert Kraft again with the Orchestra of St. Luke's, and a performance featuring also the Greg Smith singers and soloists. Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress excerpts.
Truly, There is a divine balance in nature. A thousand lose that a thousand may gain. And you, who are the fortunate, are not so only in yourselves, but also in being nature's missionaries. You are her instrument for the restoration of that order we all so worship, and it is granted to so few of us to serve. Let us proceed at once. Lots 1 and 2, which cover all objects subsumed under the categories animal, vegetable, and mineral. Who hears me knows me, a man with value. Look at this, what is it? Wit and profit. No one could fail to conquer, fail to charm. Who had it by to watch? And who could not be a nimble planner? Having this before him. Bid to get them. Hurry, hello, come bid, come by. Ha ha, the all-witty, lovely, wealthy. Poof! Oh, I love some more. Come on. Ha ha, the pike.
7. 7.
11.
11.
14.
19.
20.
23. Going at 23. Going. Gone. Behold it. Roman moral, the man who has it forever, yes. And holy, curing the body, soul, and spirit, a gift of God, a gift of God. And not to mention this or the other, more and more, and so help me, more. Then bid, get them, hurry. Going at 17, going, gone. Wonderful, yes. And now for the truly adventurous. An unknown object draws us near. A cake. An organ, golden apple tree, a block of copal, mint of alchemy, oracle, pillar, octopus, we'll see. Be brave, perhaps an angel will appear. Hello, come be, come by, ha ha, the idiot is maybe salvation. Poof, go I love, be calm.
of plunder.
Was that his voice?
What's next? I wonder.
The milkmaid haunts me.
If you could go out.
Baba, don't interrupt.
Don't interrupt, Aurel.
A seat like this is better than a sail.
Oh, fills my soul with fear.
A year and a day have passed away since first to you I came. All things you bid I duly did, and now my wages claim.
But your soul, which I this night require. Look in my eyes, look in my eyes and recognize whom a fool you chose to hire. Behold, behold your waiting grave. Behold, still a heart of poison. Excuse your exit choose to Requel's races run.
Oh, let the wild hills cover me.
For since you did, may not begin. Think not yourself safe.
Did an uncle I never knew select me from his grave.
And suggests a game.
A game.
A game of chance will finally decide your fate. Have you a pack of cards?
All that remains me of this world. And for the next.
You jest. Fine, fine. Good spirits make a game go well. I shall explain. The rules are simple. The outcome, simpler still. Nick will cut three cards. If you can name them, you are free. If not, you choose the path to follow me. You understand? Let us begin. Well, then.
My heart is wild with fear.
think on one to name. You wish in all your fear could rule the game instead of Shadow. It's quite a simple game. To win at once in love or cards is dull. The gentleman loves sport, for sport is rare. The positive appalls him. He plays the pence of hope to yield the guineas of despair. Again, good Tom, you are my master yet.
What shall I trust in now? I'll throw the die.
Once be fair, give her at least a second chance to bear the hand of Shadow.
The deuce.
Congratulations, the goddess still is faithful. But we have one more, you know, the very last. Think for a while, my Tom, where you have come to. I would not want your last of chances thoughtless. I am, you may have oftentimes observed, really compassionate. Think on your home. The simpler the trick, the simpler the deceit, that there is no return. I've taught him well, and repetition palls him. The Queen of Hearts again shall be for him the Queen of the Hell. Rouse yourself, Tom. You're
Tom, come try. Dear God,
a track of cloven hooves.
The knavish goats are back to crop the spring's return.
And love, the banished was torment.
You cannot repent.
Return, return. For nothing else!
Janet's words are all untrue. She will never come to you.
He gave me her promise.
That miscancels every vow. She will never keep it now.
Come quickly, Venus, or I die.
Leave all love and hope behind. Out of sight is out of mind. In these hands of the dead. In the city, overhead, former lover, former works and pleasures go. Nor consider who beneath wing and common necessity. Down in hell, bells of the heaven, no bells on in marriage given. Nor is honor or degree will win our society. Beggar, beggar, poor and rich, in the common darkness sit. Seasons, fashions never change. All is still, yet all is strange. Our foes and none our friends. In a night that never ends. Hark, Minos comes, who cruel is and strong. Beware, away!
His whip is keen and long.
There he is. Have no fear, he is not dangerous.
Tom!
He believes that he is Adonis and will answer to no other name. Humor him in that, and you will find him easy to manage. So, as you desire, I leave you.
You are kind.
I thank you, lady. Oh,
Thank you. Achilles, Helen, Eurydice, Orpheus, Persephone, all my courtiers! Hola! Where is my Venus? Why have you stolen her while I slept? Madmen, where have you hidden her?
Venus, stolen, hidden, where?
Not every beast at play. For all things keep this festival of May. With fragrant odors and with thoughts of cheer, the joyous sun observes the solemn year.
Now is the season when the Cyprian queen with genial charm translates our mortal scene.
Been hearing excerpts here from Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress. Robert Kraft was our conductor with the Greg Smith Singers and the Orchestra of St. Luke's on KGNU's Opera Box. Thanks for listening. I'm Chris Moore. I want to let you know about some of the musical events that are happening along the Front Range that vocal lovers will enjoy. I'm sure the Into the Woods production at CU Theater and Dance and here in Boulder is going on right now and continues through March 3rd, so you don't want to miss that. You can check that out at the University Theater and get more ticket information there. You can also go at DU, Denver University, and check out a concert called Liederabend, an evening of French song. That's 7:30 p.m. at Hamilton Hall, and that is going to be on March the 4th. Also, Opera Colorado is putting on a performance of a double bill, and it is supposedly sold out, but who knows? There may be some tickets. If you try to get in, you might just get very, very lucky. So there are still a couple performances left on the 28th of February and on March 1st. So check out Opera Colorado and see if they might have some tickets still available for you for that, if anybody has called in and said that they're just going to give the tickets back. And then not something really of great interest to super opera lovers, but if you enjoy musical theater in general, then you might enjoy Disenchanted over at the BDT Stage, Boulder's Dinner Theater, 5501 Arapahoe Avenue in Boulder. And you can call them at 303-449-6000 for this performance of The Princesses Who Lived Not So Happily Ever After. This is for adults. This is not really a fairy tale kind of material anymore. So check out Disenchanted if you think you might be interested. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU's Opera Box. Enjoy the world of opera and the world of vocal music, and we'll see you next month.
And listen to Opera Box every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. You're listening to listener-supported KGNU, Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. The time is now 8 o'clock. Welcome to a classic Monday. My name is Gary McBride. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And for the first hour of this evening's program, I have a very special guest with me in the studio, the artistic director of Seicento Baroque Ensemble, Amanda Balestrieri. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
Would help if I turned your mic on. There we go.
Oh, thank you.
We've got, Amanda has a series of concerts that are coming up in Boulder, Denver, and Longmont, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And we'll be talking about that program, which is entitled In Your Court, A Royal Tour. And there are many, many facets of royalty which are explored in this program. I thought we would start off with a selection from that concert entitled Welcome, Vicegerent of the Mighty King by Henry Purcell.